Mr. Hey 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 himself, Gerard Cherry, to this party. How you doing, bud?
Doing
Gerard
well, Vic. How are you,
man? Tomo Sushi and Hibachi, restaurant and lounge.
Sexy voice and all is with us now. Gerard, this is the fallout continues, man, and it's not. I didn't think it was going to let up a lot, frankly, and I don't get any sense of real focus here. Of oh yeah, they got to play their third game. I think there's it's all about what the bigger picture of what this organization is. But 2 games into the season, there are still smaller pictures to talk about,
right?
And some good and some encouraging ones. We were trying to, Nathan, we were going through this. What is there to look forward to? There's a lot to look forward to, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and there is a lot to look forward to because you definitely have made a step in the right direction where this defense is going, and you hope that with the trade of Trent and what comes in the future, that'll help get this organization in the right direction as well from an offensive side too. And you get it, Vic. And you know what? As I thought about it, my hat goes out to the fan base here because at the same time, it's a display of how passionate they are about the situation. You have a team that has not done nothing of real significance since 2007, and this many people are still invested in what took place on Tuesday. So on one level, that makes me happy to know that I'm in the right area to talk to people that are passionate about their sports team, in particular sport that I love and care about, that being football with the Browns. So on that hand, yes, I get why people are upset, but you're right too, Vic. On the same level, you're going to have to move on at some point and support who's in the building and go along for the ride and let them do what they've been called here to do, which is run this team in the way and manner in which they see fit. Easier said than done because everyone wants to be the couch GM and yeah, everyone wants to go that route. And I respect that because, again, it goes back to what I said earlier. You're invested in it. Yet at the same time, the players cannot be thinking about this and letting it resonate in the locker room. And I know you just don't. You don't just get over these things, Vic. I'd be lying to you if I even suggested that this is not on the forefront of some of the guys' minds because I don't know who was close to Trent Richardson, and I don't know his level of rapport in the locker room. Mm-hmm. But just on the standpoint of could this happen to me, guys may be thinking about it from a self-interest level, and that affects you, and you need to be thinking about tackling Adrian Peterson or making a big play on offense as opposed to what's going to happen to you. So that's a distraction, yes. But ultimately, though, you have to get to that place where you move on, because I heard you say it earlier. It's not just to the Browns that this happens. Other teams and places do it as well. Granted, we do it more often than not, but you have to move on.
The part that you brought up about fan reaction and about loving being part of this in the, what we do and mm-hmm. talking about it with people who care this much about it, honestly, that's why I arrived here. That's why I accepted this position a few years ago. It was with the idea that being part of, if you're going to talk about a single team as opposed to mostly talking about the league, and I still do a league-wide national mm-hmm. program on the weekend with SiriusXM NFL Radio and Yahoo Sports Radio. I do take the bigger 32-team look. But when it comes to this Browns team that I spend most of my time talking about, this is why that you care and you care deeply. And I'm getting it in terms of what I guess the part, though, that's a little, and this is more so than I've seen in any other time since I've been here, but nothing like this has really happened with a trade like this since I've been here, that people, if you're not saying that you hate this, despise this, this is wrong, mm-hmm. this has no rhyme or reason, it can't possibly come to any good. If you're not saying that, then you are a suck up. You're a homer. You're a house organ. You're toeing the company line, and that's that is what you get beat up on. And so there's no winning. I don't try to win there because if I try, I'm giving an objective perspective, and I'm giving them a perspective that others who have no horse in this race, nothing, no dog in this fight, who have offered the same opinions. Before I go on this show every day, I do seek opinions from many others, not only in this building, but from around the league. It's what I've done now for virtually what feels like 100 years, but it's somewhere between 30 and 40. And you don't go through a business like that, like any business, without having those people, GMs, coaches, current and retired, to talk with players who've been in this league, a lot of respected voices, analysts, journalists. We're all in the same. I've been in this circle forever. This is my life. And this, you don't think I've shared this Richardson thing and heard opinions, film breakdown, everything about this guy for days now because of this trade. My God. And even before this trade. So that's what you're hearing. You're not hearing what the organization wants you to hear to make it feel better. It doesn't feel better. I don't feel good about it. I said it yesterday. I'll say it again. I hate that this had to happen because it tells you the state of this team.
Right.
The big, obviously, there's a void that is seen here, a clear one, and the 0-2 start to this season, underscores where this is. So I'm not happy about this, and I won't be happy about this probably, unfortunately, until when's the draft? Is it May? May 8th.
And even then, you got to wait
then,
for
And
that.
I don't even know for right, sure. Right. Oh, yeah, they got, what's his name? Teddy Bridgewater. Hey, he's going to, he'll do it. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, we don't know.
And you don't know, and I do not envy you to be in your position.
No. Envy me, because I got the best job in town. I love this friggin' job, just like you. Right? And you're going to continue. You're going to be on with Hooley, and the two of you guys are going to continue to bang on this in shortly. Hooley and Gerard, that's coming up next. But, Dave Dinatale, our outstanding producer,
yes.
Any tweet you want to hit us with?
Yeah, one or two real quick here, guys. Walk-off shot, as far as calling your shot. Jim Popson says Vikings 23, Browns 6 on Sunday. Ugh. Also, we have... Mike Hefner, I fully back the trade and would further suggest converting Greg Little to running back. He can't catch.
Hey, why not? Let him play a little RB. Big physical runner. What do you think, Gerard?
Hey, if you can do it, pursue it.
Well put.
Walk-off shot. We're done.
That's the walk-off shot. Doesn't have to say anymore. We want to thank... for being with us today, Scott Petrak and Bernie Kosar, for being on this show. And we certainly want to thank Gerard Cherry for stopping by. Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Of course, for Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci. We will talk to you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Probably a very boring day, because just like today, this week, very boring around here. Nothing going on, nothing to talk about. Uh-huh.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.